Charlie entered the shop and laid the wet 50p on the counter. "One Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudge Mallow Delight," he said, remembering how much he had loved the one he had on his birthday. The man behind the counter looked fat and well-fed. He had big lips and fat cheeks and a very fat neck. The fat around his neck bulged out all around the top of his collar, like a rubber ring. He turned and reached behind him for the chocolate bar. Then he turned back again and handed it to Charlie. Charlie grabbed it and quickly tore off the wrapper and took a big bite. Then he took another and another. "You look like you wanted that one, Sonny," the shopkeeper said pleasantly. Charlie nodded, his mouth full of chocolate. The shopkeeper put Charlie's change on the counter. "Take it easy," he said. "It'll give you a tummy ache if you swallow it without chewing." Charlie went on eating the chocolate. He couldn't stop, and in less than half a minute, the whole thing had disappeared down his throat. He was out of breath, but felt marvelously happy. He reached out a hand to take the change. Then he paused. His eyes were just above the level of the counter. "I think," he said quietly, "I think I'll have just one more of those chocolate bars. The same kind as before, please." "Why not?" the fat shopkeeper said. He laid the chocolate bar on the counter. Charlie picked it up and tore off the wrapper. And suddenly, from underneath the wrapper, there came a brilliant glint of gold. Charlie's heart stood still. "It's a golden ticket," screamed the shopkeeper. "You've got a golden ticket. You found the last golden ticket. Don't you let anybody have it. Run all the way home and don't stop until you get there. You understand?" Charlie nodded